you're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you radio versions of Hollywood's finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, you will hear John Payne and Linda Darnell in the radio presentation of the sparkling 20th Century Fox comedy success, Daytime Wife. Linda Darnell is currently appearing on the screen with Alice Faye in the 20th Century Fox production of Fallen Angel. In just a few moments now, Daytime Wife with Linda Darnell and John Payne. You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. And now, Daytime Wife, starring John Payne and Linda Darnell, with a musical score by Alfred Newman. It's breakfast time with the Kenneth Nortons in their New York apartment. And pretty young Jane Norton has an important bit of information to convey to her rising young husband, but she can't get a rise out of him. It's a matter which young wives are always bringing up delicately to their young husbands in stories like this. And it isn't what you think at all.
Kenneth, dear, did you happen to notice the date today?
You know, honey, it says here in the paper that Chester Bowles is gonna... Huh?
The date.
Well, 1946. It says on account of the housing situation, Chester Bowles is gonna ask the president to
what
release...
What day, 1946?
Monday, January 13th. Why?
Well, doesn't that date mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't mean... Darling, gee, I'm glad you reminded me. I've got that appointment at 4 today about putting roofs on that big new housing project.
Oh, peachy.
Yeah, the OPA can put ceilings on some things, but Kenneth Norton puts roofs on everything. Who can that be practically at dawn?
Oh, that's Blanche Baker. She'll walk right in.
Is Blanche Baker always here?
Well, come around sometime, husband mine, and find out.
Well, I've been so busy, darling. You know, America stands critically in need of homes.
Well, then why don't men who have homes stay in them?
Huh? Oh, well, gee, I'll be late to the office. I'll see you later, huh?
Uh-huh.
So long, Jane.
Oh. Ooh. Well, I implore your pardon.
I'm sorry, Blanche. I gotta be going. So long.
So long. Do drop me a blank postcard. Hi, Jane.
Hello, Blanche.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Oh, he didn't even remember. I hate him like poison.
Now, let's not generalize. What kind of poison?
Paris green, his favorite color.
Oh. By the way, did you know this is my anniversary, too? Got my third divorce 2 years ago today. Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary.
Oh, Blanche. Blanche, I'm crazy about Ken, but I'm scared.
Why? Because he forgot your second anniversary?
Oh, because he... Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, now, come on, honey, relax. I come to help you throw an anniversary party, and we're going through with it according to plan. Hey, look, I brought a quarter of a pound of butter.
Well, however did you manage that?
Well, you know that old sable coat I had? Well, it was this way.
Well, that's Kenneth now.
Now, don't spill a word. It's a surprise.
Uh-huh. Hello? Oh. But tell Mr. Norton we're going to have people here. It's his way... tell him... May I speak to him, please? Oh, I see. Thank you for calling. He'll be home very late. He's hopelessly tied up.
Well, if only Houdini were alive.
Oh, if only I were dead, Blanche.
Oh, now, honey, what kind of babble is this from the fountain of youth and beauty?
But you don't know, Blanche. You don't understand. When Kenneth came home last night, he was positively reeking with perfume. Foolish night perfume.
Well. With foolish night at $30 an ounce, Ken's valuable in that condition.
Oh, it's happened before, Blanche. It's that blonde secretary of his. He's out with her again tonight on our anniversary.
Well, aren't you going to snatch her bald-headed?
No. No, if a woman can't hold her man, it's her own fault. But I'm going to hold mine.
Well, I wish I could teach you some good grips, but I lost 3 men.
I've got to find out what secretaries have that wives haven't got. Say, Blanche, what has a secretary got that a wife hasn't got?
An employer, a boss, an executive wolf.
Oh, that's it. Well, I've got to get a job. I'm going to be a private secretary myself. Mr. Dexter? I'm Jane Blake, the girl the employment agency sent over.
Any office experience?
Well, I had office management in school.
Yeah, we've got a manager. Take shorthand?
Yes.
Type?
Yes.
I don't know. No, we need experience help, sorry.
Well, you might at least look up from that trade magazine to tell me I won't do. It's simple courtesy.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Miss... Well... You do look intelligent.
Well, thanks. I'm able to do advanced problems with colored blocks now.
Yeah. Well, I dare say you've a right to be indignant. Can you start at once?
Oh, hurry, Blanche, hurry. Will you get me out of my work clothes before Ken comes home?
Okay, but stop squirming, little Egypt.
Oh, if Ken ever finds out that I work during the
day... He'll horsewhip you and take your money away.
No, but...
Say, how's this Barney Dexter you're working for?
Oh, very nice.
Oh? Mm-hmm. What does he do?
Well, he's an architect. He's in the housing and lumber business.
Oh, a timber wolf.
Oh, Blanche.
Is he married?
Well, for my purpose, he has to be.
Say, do you happen to know any good used men at a price I can afford to pay? Stop squirming, I said.
By the way, Miss Blake, do you play backgammon?
Why, yes, Mr. Dexter.
Oh, splendid game. Did you know that the Persian warriors always played backgammon after a hard day at the office? I mean the battlefield.
Oh, what fun for the Persians.
Yes. How about lunch together? I know a seafood place in Cheapshead that's wonderful if you like seafood.
Well, what about your wife?
She doesn't like seafood.
Well... I like seafood.
Yeah. Say, Jane, were you home all day?
Well, I've been making a study of backgammon. Why?
Oh, then Wilson was wrong. He said he saw you leaving Sheepsbed Hay this afternoon. I told you we didn't know anyone in Sheepsbed.
Of course we don't. Well, how is that big deal coming along, Kenny? The roofs for the housing project.
Oh, not so good. You know, that Barney Dexter is one hard nut to crack.
Barney Dexter?
Yeah, he's an architect. You wouldn't know him. He's a swell fellow, but I can't make a deal with him. And I need it. I need it bad.
Oh, you've been worrying, haven't you, dear?
Yes, but I'll keep right on punching.
Oh, you'll get the deal. Our motto, if Ken can't, who can?
We can, honey. You and I. Us.
Oh, thank you, Ken. I sort of... needed that.
Yeah, I know. I've been kind of neglecting you lately.
Oh, well, shucks, partner, that's...
Well, you've been alone so many evenings and...
Do you really care, Ken?
Do I care? Listen, how about you and me stepping out tonight? Dine and dance. Give us a chance to know each other again, huh? What do you say?
Oh, gee, Ken, I'd love it.
Well, it'll do me a world of good, too.
Can I really count on it, Ken?
Tomorrow night, without fail. I'm going to talk cold turkey to Barney Dexter tomorrow morning, and win, lose, or draw, we've got a date tomorrow night. Okay, honey.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Sweetheart, are you kidding? Now, look here, Barney. I've given you Unimac roofing on the project throughout. With these specifications, you can't turn me down.
Oh, I don't know, Ken. I'll have to think about it some more.
Well, suppose I meet you for lunch today. That give you time enough?
Nope. My secretary didn't come in this morning for some reason, so I'm way behind today. Say, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
How about food, fun, and folly at the Chez Pierre tonight?
Well, fine. I can bring my wife, can't I?
Your wife?
Well, you see,
Ken, let's have a little fun.
But I promised my wife I'd take her out tonight. I'd hate to...
Well, all right. Maybe we'll have lunch next week, then.
Next week? But Saturday morning's the deadline on bids for your project.
That's right.
Oh, well, I guess my wife would understand.
Oh, sure she would if she's the right kind. Is it a date tonight?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Have you got a friend?
A witch?
Yeah, call her a witch if you like, a secretary. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, my secretary will certainly be with you. She'll bowl you over.
But, sure, fine. I'll bring my secretary.
Great. The Chez Pierre, 9 o'clock. I'll make a reservation for 4. If we were to take the compaction and stratification of the configuration in conformation with the angiography...
Oh, just a wee bit slower, please.
It would represent a superstructure with splenspagastic multigraphanisms. Consequently, I'll be unable to indulge in those arcolinear gratoscopics inasmuch as I'm taking Miss Blake to dinner tonight.
Oh, no!
Well, why not? You survived lunch with me.
Oh, but tell me, Mr. Dexter, how do you feel about your wife?
Oh, I think the world of her.
Well, I'm very glad you said that.
I just don't want to feel tied down. I like to be thought of as, sort of ineligible bachelor.
Oh, I see.
Now, how about dinner tonight?
Oh, please not tonight. I have a very important engagement.
I see. A big moment in your life, huh?
Yes. Don't be annoyed.
Well, I am. But I'll get over it. That'll be all now.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dexter.
Oh, Miss Blake. About that letter I just dictated.
Yes?
Well, type it.
Hello? Oh, hello, Ken, dear. I hurried home from... I hurried to get dressed, and I'll be all ready when... Oh, Kenny. Oh, but you said that this time I could depend on it. No, I wouldn't want to interfere with your career at a time like this. You're so right. Of course, Kenny. Another time will do. Oh, no, I won't be lonesome. Bye. No, I won't be lonesome. Hello? Will you ring Mr. Bernard Dexter, please?
In a few moments, Bridget Eyre will bring you the second act of Daytime Wife, starring Linda Darnell and John Payne. Bridget Eyre, the name that's known best for keeping things cold, has an equally fine reputation for making things hot. Yes, when it comes to cooking and baking, you just can't beat the convenience, the economy, the cookbook accuracy of a Frigidaire electric range. Ask any woman who uses one, and she'll tell you how true that is. This is the reputation Frigidaire engineers planned for when they set about designing the Frigidaire electric range in the first place. Frigidaire engineers designed it, but 7,550 women had a hand in approving it, for they were consulted about its appearance, its streamlined tabletop design. They wrote the specifications for its big, even heating oven, and they got the largest size that's made today. They wanted quick heating units, so Frigidaire invented its own radiant tube units that start heating as fast as you can wink your eye. They wanted a range that could be kept clean easily. So the Frigidaire electric range is gleaming white, heat-hardened porcelain inside and out, as easy to keep clean as a china dish. Frigidaire engineers with the skill and resources to make as fine an electric range as there is in the world, combined their knowledge with the practical kitchen experience of 7,550 women in order to keep a standing promise to make better products for more people for less money. Remember this when you choose your new electric range. Remember, what's back of a product is as important as what you see. And then remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. We continue now with the delightful comedy Daytime Wife, starring John Payne and Linda Darnell. John Payne soon may be seen in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production of Wake Up and Dream. Now, Act Two of Daytime Wife. Kenneth Norton has already arrived at the nightclub Chez Pierre with Kitty as Blonde secretary. As they wait for Barney Dexter to arrive with his secretary, Kenneth studies the contracts he hopes to get Dexter to sign. Kitty is fretting about Ken's inattention.
Ken, it's after business hours. Forget that contract.
Hmm? Have a drink, Kitty.
I've had three already. Have one yourself.
No, later.
Well, then let's dance or something. Oh, thank goodness. Here comes Dexter and his girlfriend now.
Oh, swell.
Hi there, Kenny, old boy.
Oh, hello, Barney. I'm glad to see you.
What's the matter, boy? Jane here? I told you she'd bowl you over.
Jane?
Yes, like in Jane Eyre.
Yeah, only it looks like Kenneth needs the air.
Oh, he's getting the air.
I want you to meet the loveliest, most charming, most delightful personal secretary in the world. Miss Jane Blake, Kenneth Norton.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Horton?
How do you who? I mean, who?
How about putting in a word for me, Ken?
Well, this is... I want you to meet...
Needle gets stuck every once in a while.
This is Kitty Fraser.
Well, let's not be formal now. She's Kitty, I'm Barney, this is Jane, you're Ken, and we're all good friends. And leave us be familiar but discreet, huh?
That perfume Kitty's wearing is very familiar. Foolish Night, isn't it, Kitty?
Uh-huh. You like?
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, thanks. Ken gave it to me.
Cigarette? Anybody have a cigarette? Kitty, would you like a cigarette?
Thanks, darling.
Shall we dance?
What about the cigarette?
Oh, I'm just fresh out. Dexter. Got a cigarette.
Yeah, what the devil's the matter with you, Ken?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I didn't give you anything yet.
Oh, well, that's perfectly all right. I can do without. Thanks anyhow.
What about me? I thought you were going to give me...
Oh, yeah, you. It's our dance, isn't it? Excuse me, Bonnie. Excuse me, Kitty. Shall we dance, Miss Blake? Miss Blake.
This guy is nuts. Ken, how many drinks have you had?
Huh? I never touched the stuff.
Well, then we'd better all have a drink. Waiter, Schnips. Snoop, Schnapp!
Miss Blake!
Have to slug the girl, do you?
May I have this dance?
Oh, I'd love to dance. Will you excuse us, please?
Oh, certainly. Hey, is Ken often like this, Kitty? I think he's got termites.
He's got something. I don't know what's the matter.
Now, what's all this with you and Dexter?
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw fits.
If you're referring to Kitty, this is strictly business. I have that contract right here in my pocket.
Good luck, Kenneth.
Are you his secretary?
I've been his secretary for over a week now.
Am I going to tell him a thing or two?
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, no?
You wouldn't want him to think that you deliberately planted your wife in his office to give you a business advantage.
Huh?
Maybe to queer him with his wife and, blackmail.
I will not stand by and be...
Oh, but there's nothing else you can do. Now, we're going back to the table, and you're going to behave. See?
Welcome back, folks, and look at the champagne Barney got for you. Fuel up, fellas. It's a long evening ahead.
Barney, I've had a pretty tough day today. Would you mind if I left the party? I hate to be a bore.
Bore? Why, you're the life of the party.
Yes, you were a panic when I introduced Jane.
It was priceless. Oh, do be a honey boy, Mr. Gordon, and stay. I want a part of my nose.
I'll join you.
I'll...
Oh.
Yep, hurry back.
Yes, indeed.
I've had a
feeling I ought to go out and come in again. What goes on, anyhow?
Say, Ken, isn't my secretary terrific? Ever see such charm?
Barney, about that roofing proposition.
Oh, you're tired. Let's not talk business. In fact, since you're so tired, when the girls come back, I'll suggest we go some other place. Then you say you'd rather run along. Then you'll be alone with your girl, and I'll be alone with mine. Catch?
Fine. Swell. Dandy.
Hi, man.
Gentlemen, the lady.
Well, welcome home, Miss Personal Secretary of 1946.
Why, thank you so much, Barney, dear.
Yes. Look, girls, why don't we go someplace where we can be far from the maddening crowd and stuff? How about my penthouse?
Oh, wonderful, Barney.
Penthouse?
Yes, you know.
Suits me.
You're not too tired, are you, Ken?
Oh, who, me? Oh, let's go.
Huh?
I said, let's go.
Sam.
What, Barney?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Like Ken says, let's go.
Oh, nice diggings Barney has up here, huh, Ken?
Where'd they go?
Oh, out on the terrace, I guess. Say, are you falling for that Jane Blake?
I made this date for business.
Fine thing. You haven't called me kitten all evening. Come on. Give me a chair. Sweep me off my feet.
Hmm? Hey! Don't do that! A fella can catch a cold that way.
Atta girl, Kitty, rope and thyme and brandy.
You look awfully cute with Kitty's smile on your face, Kenneth.
Huh?
Jumping Jupiter. I'll bet that's my wife.
To the hills, women.
Oh. Kenneth, wipe that lipstick off your face. Get that contract out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Start dickering for dear life. Hurry, both of you.
Well,
hurry.
Here it is. You start.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, me. I like your specifications for the Kansas City units, but I wonder if you've taken into consideration the weather conditions in Montreal.
Well, you see...
Right in here, Mrs. Jackson.
Hey, you see, Ken. You see, old pal.
Bernard.
Oh, hello, Cynthia. Have an orange. you see, Ken, it's very dry in Kansas, whereas it's very wet in Montreal. However, just let me skim through this clause once more,
Oh, you see, Mrs. Dexter, my husband has been trying to interest your husband in his roofing for some time.
I'm interested in that other girl's roofing. Who is that blonde?
Oh, Kitty, my husband's secretary, a perfect gem.
Yeah, well, Ken, this looks just about okay.
Yeah, well, fine. My fountain pen, Barney, old kid.
Thanks, assassin.
you can sign right here.
Highbinder. There you are. It's a deal. Now, Cynthia, my dear, what can we do for you?
Hey, taxi!
Boy, that was fast thinking up there, Jane. Copacetic.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Norton. Good night.
Good night, huh?
Well, I'll take Kitty home with me. It's so far to Flatbush and so late.
Well,
it's awful sweet of you, Jane. I appreciate it. Night, Ken.
Good night.
Oh, Mr. Norton, I hope you didn't mind my calling you my husband up there in the emergency. It won't happen again. Good night, Mr. Norton.
You don't fall asleep.
I've been thinking about this Kenneth Norton fellow.
No use. He's married. He takes me out now and then. But he's crazy about his wife.
Well, then, why does he go out with you?
Oh, men are like that. They like variety. Novelty. They're like baseball players. They have to try to get to first base, then second and third. But they realize there's no base like home.
Oh.
Too bad he's married. He goes for you like Lassie goes for home.
That's funny. That's how Blanche rings. Oh, go on to sleep, Kitty. I'll investigate. Kenneth! Kenneth.
I had to see you, Jane.
Why did you pretend it was Blanche?
Well, so you'd come to the door at least.
Oh, imposter, bounder. You baseball player, you. Go home.
Look, this is my home, and you can't put me out. I'm coming in. I'll go to the OPA. I'll fight you to the last ditch.
Good place for you, too.
Jane, please believe me. I wanted to take you out tonight.
Only you wanted that contract. Well, you got it.
Well, thanks to you. Just goes to show you how much I need you. I'll always need you. I'll always love you, too, no matter what you decide to do. I was afraid you'd be through with me. I was afraid that you'd ditch me. That's why I pretended it was Blanche Baker at the door to get in.
Who utters my name in the dead of night?
Blanche? Say, what is this, Jane? A lady's dormitory?
Well, gee, Kenny, she came over thinking I'd be all alone. She didn't know I'd bring Kitty home.
Oh. Then you knew it wasn't Blanche at the door. You knew it was me. You wanted me to come back.
Well, sure, but I wanted you to want me as much as I wanted you.
But, honey, I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Oh, Ken.
Darling.
Well, now that that's all settled, Kenneth, have you got a brother? Hey, break it up for a minute. Have you got a father? Oh, good night.
Well, it all worked out the way we hoped it would, and thanks to Linda Darnell and John Fain for a grand performance. The radio adaptation of Daytime Wife was written by Milton Geiger and produced under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week at this time with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Remember, Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time will bring you Peggy Ann Garner and James Dunn in the first radio presentation of the 20th Century Fox motion picture, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, just awarded second place in the 1945 Film Critics Award. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. Columbia Broadcasting System.